number 5. Liars don't get any of Harmony's home-baked cookies, unless they cry hard enough. Having a bachelor uncle take care of you for a weekend, even with his super pretty, highly responsible girlfriend looking in on you from time to time, is practically like being an orphan. Everyone knows this. When I got back to school and told people about it, word got around fast. But what are you going to eat? Elizabeth Pukowski wanted to know. Oh, probably pizza, I told her. Uncle Jay is a pizza delivery person for Pizza Express. He gets all the pizza he wants for free. So that's what we'll probably eat. You can't have pizza for breakfast, Elizabeth said. It was still raining, so we were inside for recess again. Mrs. Hunter was back at her desk, not looking too happy about the situation. I didn't blame her. Rosemary had had to drag Patrick Day down from his desk 3 times already.
Duh, Dominique said. They can have cereal for breakfast.
How come my little sister Daniela? Marianne, who had been quiet for a surprisingly long time, suddenly piped up to ask, who's in kindergarten with your little brother, Kevin, says that that whole thing about your mom making you go to that girl Brittany's party isn't even true, Allie.
What?
I stared at Marianne in horror. It didn't seem like she could possibly have said what I thought she'd just said. Could she have? Everyone else, I noticed, well, of the girls in room 209 anyway, was staring at her too. That's what your brother Kevin told my sister, Marianne said. He told my sister that you made up the thing about Mr. Hauser pulling all his advertising from Good News if you don't go to his daughter's birthday party. You're going to the party just because you want to ride in a limo and go to Glitterati and spend the night in a fancy hotel. That's what my sister says your brother says anyway.
Oh, no. I wanted to curl up into a ball and die.
That's not true, Erica said in a defensive voice. Allie wants to go to my sister's baton twirling competition. Well, Marianne said, that's not what Daniela says. She says she made up that whole lie about her mom just so you guys wouldn't be mad at her. Erica, Caroline, and Sophie looked at me with surprise. Even Rosemary seemed kind of shocked. Allie, Rosemary said, that's not right, is it? You wouldn't lie about going with a bunch of prissy girls you don't even like to that stupid Glitterati store, would you? If there was going to be a time to confess that I'd been lying, lying to my best friends, lying to my mom, lying to everyone, basically, about going to that party, this would have been a good time to do it. Maybe I could have said something like, well, you see, guys, the truth is I didn't want to hurt your feelings about wanting to go to Glitterati in a limo, so I made up the thing about my mom. But I didn't. Instead, I used some of my acting skills. The thing is, I want to be an actress when I grow up. Well, an actress slash veterinarian. I have been told by a number of people that I am a very good actress. I don't mean to be a braggart, but when I starred in our school play, I was one of the best ones, practically. So I was pretty confident that acting could help me get out of this situation. No, I said, opening my eyes as wide as they would go. I told you guys. I don't know why Kevin would say that, except, well, Mom didn't tell him the truth about her job thing, of course, because he's too young to know about it, and she doesn't want him to worry. And he's really jealous of me getting to go tomorrow, because he wants to go to Glitterati more than anything in the world. You know how much he loves pirates. Erica, Sophie, and Caroline exchanged glances. At first, I thought they weren't going to believe me. But then I saw that they were all nodding like, oh, of course. They completely believed me. My acting had totally convinced them. It convinced Marianne, too, and Rosemary. Everyone in my whole class was like, uh-huh, and that makes sense. I am seriously the best actress in the 4th grade. Possibly the world. When I got home from school that afternoon, Mom and Dad were gone, and Uncle Jay and his girlfriend Harmony were on the couch in the family room, watching the music video channel we aren't allowed to watch, and eating microwave popcorn.
"Hey, kid," Uncle Jay said when he saw me. "What's happening?"
"Nothing," I said. "Where's Kevin?"
"Hi, Allie," Harmony said. She looked all pretty with her straight, shiny black hair. "How is school?"
"Fine," I said. "Where's Kevin?"
"I think he's in his room," Uncle Jay said. "Why?"
"No reason," I said. I put down my stuff in a big pile on the kitchen counter, even though in Mom's home we have to put everything away neatly in the cubby marked with our name in the mudroom or hang it in the peg under our name. But Mom wasn't home.
"Would you like some popcorn?" Harmony got up from the couch to ask. "Or homemade chocolate chip cookies? I spent all afternoon baking them. Well, they aren't homemade exactly. They're the kind you buy frozen and then drop on a sheet."
"I ate most of the dough," Uncle Jay called from the TV room. "It's wrong what they say about eating raw eggs mixed in dough. I must have had about 20 and I feel fine."
Normally, I would never give up home-baked chocolate chip cookies. But normally, I didn't have something this important to do. "No thanks," I said. I went up the stairs and saw that Kevin's door was closed. He was listening to the soundtrack to the musical Annie and practicing his vocals for when Annie comes to town and one of the girls playing an orphan gets sick and they need someone to take her place, and for some reason, there is no girl available to take her part, such as me, and so Kevin has to step in. He told me all about this, even though I said, "Kevin, this is never going to happen." I threw open his door without knocking. We aren't allowed to have locks on our doors for reasons of safety. Kevin was on his bed. When he saw me, he rolled into a ball and screamed, "I didn't do it! I didn't do it!" This was how I knew he had, indeed, done it. "You did too!" I yelled and jumped onto his bed. "And after I promised to give you all my dessert, you're going to die now. I'm going to kill you!" I proceeded to sit on Kevin. I didn't care that he was so much smaller than I was. Kevin deserved to die.
"Help!" Kevin screamed. "Help! Help, Uncle Jay! She's killing me!"
About 5 seconds later, Mark came into the room. He stood there going, "Allie's killing Kevin! Allie's killing Kevin! Uncle Jay, come quick! Allie's killing Kevin!" Of course, I wasn't really killing Kevin. I was only sitting on him, and even then, not very hard. But this was only because Kevin kept getting away. It is really hard to sit on a kindergartner because they're so squirmy and difficult to get a grip on. Kevin wouldn't keep still long enough for me to properly sit on him. I actually don't know how Missy does it when she sits on one of us and manages to pin us down. She must have very superior sitting skills. I would barely get on top of Kevin before he'd slither away. He kept rolling out from under me. It was like he was a circus performer or something. I think it was all those dance and gymnastic classes Kevin kept insisting Mom and Dad enroll him in at the Y.
"Allie," Uncle Jay finally showed up in the doorway.
He grabbed me under the armpits and pulled me off Kevin. Kevin wiggled up onto his feet and stood there by his bed laughing because I hadn't been able to really get all my weight on top of him, let alone pin his arms down and spit in his face. Then, when he saw how scared Uncle Jay looked, he started fake crying.
"Ow!" Kevin cried. "Allie sat on me. She weighs a lot."
"I did not!" I yelled, darting forward. "I never got a chance because you kept moving, but I will now, you little tattletale." Uncle Jay grabbed my arm and pulled me back.
"Hey now," he said. Calm down. What's this all about?"
"Kevin told a secret he promised not to tell," I said. "And now the whole school knows, including all my friends."
"It's not my fault," Kevin said. "I'm just a little kid. How was I supposed to know better than to tell?"
"I promised to give you my dessert for a week in exchange for not telling," I yelled. You knew well enough to ask for that. You should have known well enough to keep your mouth shut.
It's not my fault!
Kevin shouted again as I broke free from Uncle Jay's grasp and started after him again.
I only told Daniela. How was I supposed to know she'd blab it to the whole world?
She didn't blab it to the whole world, I yelled. Just her sister who's in my class, and now everyone in my class knows. You're lucky all my friends don't hate me.
They didn't look like they hated you,
Mark said from where he was leaning in the doorway, enjoying the whole fight since he wasn't in it.
When I passed all of you on my bike while you were walking home from school together just now.
I said, he's lucky they all don't hate me now, I said. It was only because of my superior acting skills that I was able to get them to believe me and not Kevin.
Why? Harmony wanted to know.
She had come up the stairs, too, and was standing there staring at us with a puzzled look on her face, holding a plate of slightly burned chocolate chip cookies.
What are you talking about?
I put my hands down. It was pointless trying to kill Kevin now that he'd hidden behind Uncle Jay. I would never be able to get at Kevin now. It was 3-1, with Uncle Jay and Harmony defending him.
Nothing, I said.
I knew if I told Harmony about my big lie, the one about how Mom was making me go to Brittany Hauser's birthday party tomorrow instead of Erica's sister's baton twirling competition, or Mr. Hauser would pull all the advertising from Good News, she would never understand. Even though it was a lie for a good cause, to keep Erica's feelings from being hurt. It was just too big a lie for most adults to forgive. They would look right past the part about not wanting to hurt Erica's feelings and right at the part where I'd told a big fat lie. I could see Kevin giving me the evil eye from behind Uncle Jay. If he said anything to make me look bad in front of Harmony, but he didn't. He just glared at me. And then Uncle Jay was squatting down in front of him until his face was the same level as Kevin's.
Are you upset that Allie gets to ride in a limo to a fancy hotel and she didn't ask you to come with her? Is that why you ratted her out, even though she promised to give you her dessert for a week not to, little dude?
Yes, Kevin said, looking like he was going to cry for real now. But mostly, I think, over the idea that he was missing out on all that great stuff. Uncle Jay shook his head. Then he said,
You shouldn't have done that.
He stood up straight and looked at me.
And you shouldn't have tried to kill your brother. You were both wrong. Now shake hands.
I didn't want to shake Kevin's hand. He was my enemy. Harmony cleared her throat. Uncle Jay looked over at her.
I don't think a handshake is enough, she said meaningfully. I think maybe they both need to learn a lesson for what they've done. Like, they don't get any of my home-baked cookies.
Hearing that, Kevin's eyes filled with great big baby tears and completely spilled over. He let out one of the wails he'd been practicing for when Annie comes to town and needs some extra orphans.
Oh, Harmony cried in alarm, hastily passing the plate of cookies over toward Kevin. I'm sorry. You can have some cookies. I'm sure you're sorry for what you did, right, Allie?
Sometimes, having a little brother who is almost as big a drama queen as my friends comes in handy.
He's sorry, I said, taking one of the burned cookies as she passed the plate toward me.
On the other hand, he was crying, for real, like he was genuinely sorry for what he'd done. Or genuinely sorry he wasn't going to get to ride in a limo to Glitterati. In any case, it is the responsibility of the oldest child to set an example for the youngest ones. So I stuck out my right hand, and Kevin stuck out his, and we shook hands.
I'm sorry, Allie, Kevin said, looking like he meant it.
I'm sorry, too, I said. I even meant it. Not sorry that I'd sat on him, though. He deserved that. I was just sorry I trusted him.
That's what I like to see, Uncle Jay said. Now who wants to go to Pizza Express and make their own pizza?
We all stared at him.
That's right, he said. I've got an inn at the restaurant, you know, and my boss said it was all right for you three to come in and make your own pizzas. You can twirl them in the air and everything. I figured it was better for you to get dough on the ceiling there than here.
Really? Uncle Jay is the coolest relative in the world. I was sad for Great Aunt Joyce throwing out her back and all. But having an uncle who dates girls who make cookies and works in a place where they let us make our own pizzas? That was just the best.